question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
As we dive back into our two-hour live broadcast today, Mary and I are going to talk airports, as we did back on our June 5th live broadcast with Atlanta and San Francisco. And since it was so well received, we've decided to spotlight two other popular airports, TPA and BOS. What do I mean? Well, hold on, because first, we're sponsored by Ancestry.com/Carry.
And family and heritage, and frankly, where we all come from, well, that's something that we all carry with us every day. And there are many paths to finding your family's story. Ancestry.com/Carry can help you easily get started, from tracing your family generations back with a family tree, all the way to uncovering your ethnicity.
You know, researching your history, it's a fun activity that can bring the whole family closer. It also makes a great gift item, too. No other DNA test delivers such an interactive experience. Start making discoveries with your Ancestry DNA kit and free trial at Ancestry.com/Carry. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. As regular travelers, we know firsthand that an airport is more than just a hub to get from one place to another. So today we've invited executives from two leading U.S. airports. Joining us on that show hotline, we have Dave Ishihara, Director of Aviation at Boston Logan International Airport, and Chris Minner, Executive VP at Tampa International Airport.
Chris and Dave, it's very nice to electronically meet you today. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks.
Dave, nice to have you here as well. You know, we did an airport check-in segment with your counterparts in Atlanta and San Francisco back in June. And since we heard from show fans that they really enjoyed it, we've decided to do it again. We're going to make it a more frequent part of the show. Today, it's Boston and Tampa. Chris, I'm going to start with you. Mary and I have probably traveled through your airport, I'd have to guess, I don't know, 25 times or more over the years. It's actually one of our most favorite U.S. airports. Your location is good. But I'd say the ease of navigating around TPA is what really ranks it so high with us. Florida never really shut down compared to the rest of the country as far as the pandemic when things took hold. So how, if at all, did the airport have to pivot for the coronavirus? And really, I want to know, at what level or capacity are you operating today?
Well, that's a great question. And number one, thanks for saying the nice things about Tampa Airport. We like to be known as America's favorite airport, and the rankings that we see throughout the year definitely back that up. And it's the fact that we were designed where you wouldn't have to take more than 700 steps from your car to your gate, and we try to live by that even today. We, like everybody, lost about 97% of our traffic in the early days of the pandemic, but I'm proud to tell you, I just checked this morning, we're running over the last 7 days only 2% behind our numbers in 2019. And so we have seen a rapid recovery. And, you know, in terms of the things that we've had to do to prepare ourselves for that, it's been a lot of adaptation, a lot of working really hard to maintain our team, you know, and certainly the safety and comfort of our travelers, but working really hard to make sure it's a great experience for everyone here in Tampa.
That's an impressive number.
Yeah, okay, Chris, behind. Thank you for that. Okay, let's head to Boston, another airport that we've flown in and out of frequently. I actually used to work in Boston. Dave, Robert and I are currently in the New York City area, and similar to our home city, Boston went through a downturn, certainly as the pandemic took hold with travel in some cases. Right? So, you know, I'm hearing you. Yeah. It
Absolutely.
Really reduced to like a trickle. We certainly know what that was like. So share with us how that impacted your operations. And now that things are starting to improve with borders reopening for international travelers, plus we see JetBlue and American growing their presence here in the Northeast, what's the latest from Boston Logan?
Well, you know, to describe it as a trickle, Mary, is absolutely right. I mean, I remember days last year where we might have had 800 passengers moving through the airport, and on a typical day, we'd see probably close to 135,000, 140,000. So a trickle it was. And we're coming back, but, you know, not unlike, I know you guys spoke with San Francisco recently, and, and we're probably more like that. We're more like San Francisco in that we really took a hit to business travel, like all airports, but the recovery for business travel has been slower for us. And then the international travel, which we relied on pretty heavily, has also been slow to return. So we're looking forward to November 8th,
right,
and opening up some international travel for sure. It was really interesting as well, because we really don't have a dominant carrier, although you're right about JetBlue and Delta sort of jockeying for market share here. But, you know, a lot of the traditional routes that we've enjoyed over the years started to swing Chris's way. You know, with airlines like United Airlines and others who were typically not Boston, Florida market started to go that way because of the heavy leisure demand.
Well, I want to bring it back to both of you guys a little bit on the business traveler. So Mary and I, we've been traveling regularly since May as part of RM World Travel's big Let's Go America tour. And although the signs, you know, and things that we're seeing, they are encouraging, the lack of business travelers has been very noticeable to us. I don't know if you keep track of the type of travelers, if you will, at your airports currently, but I'm curious to know what you are hearing from the various loyalty clubs, perhaps, or maybe it's the different retailers you have on site. You know, perhaps it's other connections you have. Chris, what are you seeing? And you go first and then Dave.
Thanks. We track our business leisure mix literally hour by hour, day by day. And I can tell you that back in April, we were running only half of our pre-pandemic business mix as a component of overall traffic. Last month, we came back to about 75% of our original business split. But that has major ramifications on the way that our business operates, because as you can imagine, business travelers buy different things in our restaurants, bars, and shops, and they park in different lots. And all of those are the ways that we generate revenues as airports. We don't get tax dollars that, you know, pay for our operations. And so it's been a real challenge for us to be able to flex our overall business strategy to meet that. But the other piece that's helped us is the fact that we've got so many people that are moving here. On the business side, we had 8 new companies relocate to the Tampa Bay area just this year alone, and Zillow ranks us the 4th hottest housing market in the entire United States. So, you know, we've got more people that are traveling for all new kinds of reasons, too, and that even sets aside those people who might be to the north, obviously not in Boston, but maybe in other markets who say, you know, the weather's getting ready to turn. I would rather work from those beautiful powdered sugar white sand beaches. Those are people that
Thanks,
show up
Chris.
As leisure passengers. You know, they're having a great time traveling through Tampa International Airport now.
Well, so that's it. So, okay, so clearly that's good. Dave, what are you experiencing, again, with what are you hearing as far as how you track folks?
Well, I would say, though, you know, the white powder beaches are nice, but it's almost white powder snow up here, so I'd encourage your listeners to come to New England as well.
Yeah, there's something to be said about that, right, Dave? I agree with you.
And clam chowder.
we typically, pre-COVID, was a 60-40 business leisure split, and that, you know, that almost evaporated to 100% leisure for a while. It's coming back, but not as aggressively as we had hoped, but indications are that business travel is on the rebound. It's probably more like an 85-15 right now, 80-20, but improving. And I meet monthly with the NBAA and as well as the Massachusetts Business Aircraft Association. And as a barometer, their corporate travel is starting to pick up again as well. Chris brings up a good point about the concessions and you know, the demographic and the leisure traveler. The spend patterns are much different. We typically have 149 concessions open in our 4 terminals, and this morning I think we had 104, so it's probably 70% of our concessions. 30% are still closed, so we're contending with that as well.
All right, real quick, guys, before we finish today, if someone hasn't been to your airport recently, what's new or different that they encounter? And unfortunately, we only have about a minute and a half, so real quick, Dave, Boston, what's new?
Real quick, we've got a lot of construction underway, Mary. Roadways, we're connecting terminals B and C. So by this time next year, you'll be able to walk from Air Canada gate B1 all the way over to the farthest international gate without leaving the hold room, and new concessions and other improvements.
All sound great. And Chris?
Definitely. The most exciting thing that travelers are going to see this holiday season is our new Blue Express curbsides. So for the half of our terminal, we've literally doubled the amount of pickup and drop-off lanes and curbsides. And these are to serve people who aren't checking a bag. They can just be picked up or dropped off, go right out to their gate, and save our passengers a lot of time. And that's going to enable us to grow from the 20 million people we serve today to 34 million people in the future.
Well, both good information from both of you. And one of the reasons we like splitting this up around the country is it's giving a perspective from what's going on. So we wish both of you, I know the holiday crush is about to hit both airports regardless of the level of traffic. So we wish both of you well. Dave and Chris, thank you very much for the check-in today. We hope you enjoy the weekend and stay in touch, okay?
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks very much, guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was good information.
Yeah,
think about those numbers they said, though, the difference between Tampa and Boston, Mary.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it shows you
in Boston,
the pandemic effect on the two different markets, the leisure, the business loss to Boston. Yeah, it's a big difference.
Is. All right. Well, good information from both Chris and Dave. And if you have a favorite U.S. airport or maybe a memorable travel experience at the airports in Boston or Tampa, love to hear about it. Share it with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. We're going to take a quick break for a few sponsor messages. 80% of the show is still ahead today, including emails, the NCF, and traveling with the Harlem Globetrotters as well. Stay with us, folks.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.